Welcome, trendsetters, to the Weekly Word. I thank God for another opportunity to be able to speak to you about God's Word. You know, with the day and time that we're living in, it's important to be addicted to the Word of God. And the more you grow, the more you should become addicted to God's Word and less attached to the world that's around you. So I thank God for this opportunity again to speak God's Word into your hearing. Today, I want to speak to you from the topic, Victory is Mine. You know, when I was thinking about this episode in prayer, the Lord took my mind back to when I was in college, back in the days when I first got saved and we used to have Bible study on the campus. We would go out and witness and try to get young people that were on the campus to come to Bible study so we could tell them about the power of God. We could tell them that Jesus saves. We were preaching and teaching about the Holy Ghost. And before we had Bible study, those of you who used to be in campus ministry with me, you can remember we used to have praise and worship service. And there were times where yours truly would lead a praise and worship song. Yeah, they would let me pull up a hymn, pull up a song. And we used to sing this song called Victory is Mine. Ask your mama about that song. Ask your grandmama about that song. That's one of them old you say for real songs they used to sing back in the Holiness Church. You remember music where it had meaning to it, where when you sang it, it talked about the Bible. You know, this new so-called Christian music, they on some other stuff. Many of these artists are, but nevertheless, we used to sing this song called Victory is Mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Somebody ought to help me. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. And you know, when you think about those lyrics, you will actually find out that they are according to the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15 and 7 is a verse that the Lord allowed me to minister on this past Sunday. We taught our young people, our young adults, about the importance of having a mind focused on victory. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And there are, of course, many definitions for victory, but I dealt with three that I want to reiterate on today's episode. When a person has victory, especially a young person, it says that they have control. Yeah, you have control of your own confidence. You're not dependent on what somebody else thinks about you. If you are still dependent on the approval of others, my sister or my brother, I am sorry, you do not have the victory the way you should. You need to control how you think about yourself. You don't be moved by social media or your peers. You don't allow people that much control over you. But when you are confident in who God made you to be, you have the victory. When a person has victory, they overcome opposition. Did you know all of us go through things, even the pastor, even your parents, and even you, no matter how young you are, you're going to go through things in this life, mentally, sexually, financially, in your career, whatever you put on the table in life, there's going to be some type of opposition. The psalmist said it like this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out, or him out of them all. So even saved folk, righteous folk, spirit-filled folk, we're going to have problems. And sometimes, if we be honest, if we're not in the place we need to be, opposition can get the best of us. But you've got to remember who you are in Christ and what God has already said about you, your situation, and your outcome according to his word. And when we overcome what is attacking us, we have victory. Did you know you can have the victory? You can be happy even in the midst of what you're going through. And when you're like that, when you're counting it all joy, when you're giving God the praise, let me tell you something, that's victory right there. Because you realize what you're going through is temporary. You realize that it's going to work out together for your good because you love God and you're called according to his purpose. You and I can still be happy despite what we go through. And when we are, that says we have the victory. So I have control. I overcome my opposition. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And finally, when a person has victory, I told the congregation on Sunday that you possess a prize. That's right. You attain what it is that God has promised. And we know the promises of God are yes and amen, but we've got to possess those promises. Yeah, we've got to attain or grab a hold or receive what God has promised us. Even our heart's desire, you've got to possess it. And when you and I finally possess it, and it manifests in our life, that's victory. I remember years ago, one definition of victory that Bishop Walker gave is that you come in first place. Yeah, you win. And when we're going through things in life, we've got to remember God wants us to win. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But there was a time in my life, if I could be honest, matter of fact, there were multiple times in my life, I didn't realize, nor did I walk in what the scripture said, that the Lord had already given me the victory. I wasn't realizing, nor was I thankful that God had already given me the victory. I was caught up in what I saw. I was caught up in what I was feeling. I was caught up or paying more attention to what wasn't going the way I thought it should go. Yeah, when God wasn't on my timetable and things weren't happening the way I had envisioned for them to happen, I wasn't acting like God had given me the victory. But when I matured, when I started putting away childish ways, then I could be thankful and realize, you know what? The Lord has already worked this out. I just got to go through it. I got to make sure that I am maintaining my thinking, talking, and acting. I got to make sure that I'm conducting myself according to God's word because he has already given me the victory. I got to be thankful. I got to get happy. I got to get my praise back. I got to quit being depressed. I got to quit being negative or pessimistic. Man, it's easy for me to tell folk now because I've been through it. I really have been through it, and I had to learn to be thankful that God has already given me the victory. And see, that's what I want to remind someone who heard me teach on Sunday, as well as encourage someone who's hearing me for the first time today. Look, you've already got the victory through Jesus Christ. The Lord has already fixed it. The Lord has already worked it out. We just got to think victory. We got to talk victory, and we got to walk in victory. I said we must think victory, talk victory, and walk in victory. You got to think that what you're going through is going to change. It's temporary. That's what the Bible says. What the things that we see, they are temporary. And so when you have that type of thinking, you're thinking the way you should be, a victorious mindset. But then you got to talk victory. When you realize God has given you the victory through Jesus, you talking positive. You talking Bible. You're talking in ways that prove that you know that your end is going to be better than your beginning. You're talking like, man, it's not going to be like this always. You're talking like, I'm going to come through this and I'm going to be better when I come through. Yeah, you're talking victory. You're thinking victory. Yeah, that's your mindset. Victory. You look at Jesus. When people had died in scripture, he had the mindset of victory. He knew it was his. He was like, nah, they ain't dead. They sleep. He was thinking victory and talking victory. And see, we too have to have the mind of Christ. But Paul said in Philippians 2:5, which is our theme scripture, we got to allow this mind to be in us. We got to let this mind be in us. And I'm telling you, just because you are young, you are a young adult, you have to apply this too. You can't go around thinking negative, or as I told them Sunday, having a pity party, because that is not how a victorious person thinks or talks. And so we have to switch it up. We have to change. We have to allow our mind to be renewed so God can transform us. But then when you realize that God has given you the victory and victory is yours, you're going to walk like a victorious person. Your choices are going to reflect that you have the victory. Yeah, you're not going to stop coming to church just because you're going through things. No, you got the victory. You're going to keep coming to church. You're not going to rob God. You're going to keep bringing God his tithe and his offering. Why? Because you know that he is going to open up the windows of heaven, pour you out blessing you have not room enough to receive. Yeah, your actions are going to reflect that you're going and you have won or have the victory. So we've got to remember, victory is ours. You got to preach it to yourself, prophesy to yourself. You got to believe it. You got to think it. You got to walk it. You got to get the word in you. Remember what the Lord used Bishop last week to tell us? We have to allow the word to abide in us. God does not want our problems to abide in us. He doesn't want what's having us depressed to abide in us. He doesn't want us to have a negative imagination to abide in us. No, the Bible says that we should let the word abide in us. And that was a good question the Lord put forward last week in the revival. What's living in you? What is living in you? If the word is abiding in us, Jesus said we can ask the Father whatever we will and he'll do it. So as I conclude, I want you just to really meditate on victory is mine. You got to think it, talk it, and walk it. No matter what your opposition is, whether it's internal or external, think victory, talk victory, and act or walk according to God's word, because you have the victory. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Weekly Word. I want to invite you to share this, or encourage you, shall I say, to share this episode with someone. If it was a blessing to you, let it be a blessing to them. Also, down in the description of this episode, I will place links to last week's message that the Lord used me to teach our young people. That link will be down there, as well as the link to my latest episode of Primetime Faith. It's all about keeping that word in your mind and in your heart and putting it into action. So I hope you enjoyed again today's episode. Take advantage of the resources that we have available so you can walk by faith and not by sight and have the mind of Christ. Lord willing, I hope to join you again next week. God bless trendsetters. Peace.